Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We talk about some of the best television that's going on right now, including a White Lotus recap.
Yeah, can we get Ken to finally watch it? How about Severance? How about How I Met Your Mother? So many great shows.
How about the Cleveland Browns in Week 16 on NFL Plus? It's the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. We are a little bit late because we were working on a project. Wink, wink. This will be a truncated podcast today. We thank you very much. Lima, I never noticed anything about White Lotus. And now all I'm hearing about is White Lotus because now I don't want to hear what happened at the end of season three because I'm still in season one of White Lotus. I'm in a problem here. I'm having a problem with White Lotus.
I mean, how many episodes are you in?
5 out of 6.
Okay.
Of season three?
Season one.
No, he's
season
still one. Starting. He's
yeah,
just
I'm
starting.
Just starting.
Because you got FOMO.
I'm a babe in the woods.
You got FOMO. I mean, I did it with Severance.
No, I did it with Severance, too. I finished, by the way.
I didn't. I did not get FOMO. Basically, Liz and I were looking for a show, and I got tired of looking, and Liz goes, White Lotus, people are talking about that. And I'm like, all right, yeah, we'll try it out. And I've seen shows before. Like, when I saw Succession, I was like, this is a show I'm going to love. This is a show I'm going to love. When I first saw Mad Men, I remember where I was the first time I watched Mad Men. That's how much I love that show. It's not that way with this show. I'm fine with it. We're watching it. I do want to see what happens at the end of season one, I'll tell you that. And then I'm ready to move into season two and season three. But it bothered me because I saw a retweet and somebody from the AV Club, which is a website that I actually...
I'm on there all the time.
Okay, so you know, do our listeners know about the AV Club?
I read the recaps.
Okay, I used to read the recaps every Monday of Mad Men on AV Club. And I saw somebody retweeted where they wrote, I'm starting to worry about this show. And I was like, oh, come on. So now we're already like, oh, these seasons aren't that good. Like, I don't want to do that already with a thing like White Lotus where I just took off.
My stance on White Lotus that I think is totally fair, as everybody is deconstructing, you know, all the different themes of these seasons and the maniacal writing of everybody wants to call him a genius, Mike White, who writes this show by himself. That doesn't happen. Almost nobody gets to write a show by themselves. There's always a team of writers. And quite frankly, after I get done with every season, I'm like, yeah, he probably needs some writing help. He probably needs some help. I'm not an expert, but there's always going to be plot loopholes. And yet I keep coming back for more. And so why do I do that? Visually, the show is stunning. There's always some interesting characters that are so quirky or quirky enough that it makes you kind of interested in their storyline. And it's kind of a beautiful how it's shot and how it's scored show. The whodunit to me is kind of irrelevant, and it doesn't.
I forgot that someone died halfway through.
And honestly, the deconstructing of that seems to be a waste of time. But the internet loves doing it, so I'm never going to invest any more of my time. Me and my wife were not sitting there after every episode going, "Well, I think this is how we get to it." We don't care.
I did not.
We don't care.
Listen, I didn't.
We just want to watch these beautiful locations. In some cases, beautiful actors and actresses. And
I don't like too many beautiful people in my show. That's why I didn't like the show New Girl. They're all too good looking. This is unrealistic. Probably part of the reason I didn't like Friends. Yeah. Like, if you watch Seinfeld, George, not an attractive man. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Kramer? Attractive?
No, not really.
Jerry's not overwhelming. No. Elaine is beautiful. I love Elaine.
Yeah. But all I'm saying is, it's got enough things that make me interested in kind of a mindless pursuit of something to watch on TV.
Yes.
And add to the dimension, people can say they don't care about this, but I think they secretly do, most people. It's also something where other people are watching it, so it's kind of fun once in a while to just, hey, what'd you think? Okay, that's it. I do not think it's a show to really get in the weeds about. I don't think it's that complicated. I don't even know if it's set to be that complicated. I just think it's entertaining. That's all.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get into the, Mad Men. I still every now and then go through, like, YouTube phases where what's this person's meaning of the Pete Campbell and his story arc throughout the entire series. I get through that. I got to tell you, I'm a little bit disappointed that I know that somebody dies at the end of season three, because now I'm like, okay, you guys do this every season. Someone dies. Yeah.
So that is the
I'm going to talk by the end of this segment, podcast, I'm going to talk myself out of watching.
That's the formula.
Already spoiled so much of it.
Yeah. That's the formula for every one of these shows.
You've never seen White Lotus though?
The first
I made that clear.
I did not know that. No, you didn't spoil anything. The show is supposed to be a whodunit, and the start of every season
is
a death.
Okay.
Let me tell you who done it. It was Ken, and he told me about what
I didn't bring anything out to you, brother. Hell.
Well, it's like, hey, do you want to watch Lost? Oh, don't tell me there's a plane crash.
There's a couple shows that I started that it just never got off the ground for me. There's shows that I openly don't like, and I've been honest about that. And I know I'm in the minority with a lot of those shows. The other day, I said something about The Big Bang Theory, and someone's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm in the minority. I don't like it,
I never gave it a chance. I never even tried.
And they were like, it's on repeat in my house. I'm like, that's great. I know that I'm in the minority.
You don't even let it run in the background.
No. We don't.
What about How I Met Your Mother?
Never got into
it.
Again, huge
following. I don't know anything about
it. That was one that I started and was with it, and then I'm like, well, it's going to be by, whatever. I don't know how many seasons it went, but at least...
Would we like
with
it?
With one or two... I don't know. You guys... I don't know that you guys like traditional... Just I like the hokiness of traditional sitcoms.
I do, too. I like sitcoms.
Well, then...
I still will watch... now,
then
part of it is
love
the nostalgia.
Big Bang Theory.
And I'm a football guy, so
of
I like Coach. I thought about this the other day. I was going to the bathroom for whatever reason.
I am watching Cheers right now.
And I said, really?
Yeah. Because I'm listening to Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson have a podcast, and I'm listening to it. And so
there's sometimes where I want to go through some sitcoms, and it's like it's so daunting. Like, that's why Canadian television is easily more bingeable.
Yeah.
Or even British television. Of course, like, that's a Jeff territory right there. Because you're doing 22 episodes a season, and if you have a long-running sitcom, like, I went through All in the Family. It is a long journey that I gave up for a moment, picked back up, put down, picked back up, and finished. The same thing, I'm still going through it with Northern Exposure, because those are hour-long episodes, or 40-minute episodes, 44-minute episodes with the commercials and things like that. Those are longer episodes. There's other shows that I know, like, everybody thinks I don't like The Office because I have such strong opinions of Jim and Pam, and I always have to correct them and go, no, I love The Office. That's why I have such strong opinions of Jim and Pam. I wouldn't become this emotionally involved in the characters if I didn't love the show. There's also Ozark is a show that I started, and I'm just like, man, I need some time off. I need to relax a little bit. Like, you need to let me up a little bit in the story, and it is unrelenting.
Even the way they film it.
Yes.
We felt the same way, and then we took time off, and then my wife's like, oh, we should go finish that. But I feel like, nope, I need to start it over if I'm going to do that,
and I can't do it.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. By the end, you know, you could tell they didn't necessarily have...
their heart into it?
Yeah, these shows are supposed to have, like, a Bible if they're going to go, you know, a certain amount of seasons, and it's all supposed to... You know, some of it's like, well, we got to keep this cash cow going.
Yeah.
So
that's what happened with you in Walking Dead.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah. You started to hate watch it.
God, they could have done so many cooler things over time. And it just became we take our audience for granted. We're just going to continue doing this forever until it's over. And it's like, you could do so many cool things by unveiling parts of this world and then providing some answers along the way. And they just didn't seem interested in doing that ever.
I keep kicking around restarting Better Call Saul because I started watching Better Call Saul and then I gave, because I didn't, because everybody's like, well, you have to watch Breaking
Bad. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bad first. Man. I told you I watched the first season.
I actually don't think you do.
Oh, you
need
really?
To watch Breaking Bad first. There's some nice callbacks.
Saul? Yeah, I didn't finish Better Call Saul. I got to a certain point. That's probably when I should go back and watch, but I've watched Breaking Bad 3 times.
Because I love Michael McKean and I like Bob Odenkirk, and I'm like, this should be fit in a barrel for me.
Their relationship is so depressing and so fascinating to evaluate over time, and I'm just telling you, like, that's those first two seasons I'm like, Breaking Bad, it was an international drug cartel, the stakes were immense, and then the first two seasons of Better Call Saul, I'm like,
he's trying to get a practice,
this is petty crime, but then I'm telling you
see,
it got
I never
better
made it.
That's
it
why I got
better.
Out I never made it past there.
So I bet we have the same reason. Go ahead. But I do think you need to see Breaking Bad first, only because you need to see where that character that Odenkirk has.
Okay.
Only
comes from.
You look at, well, you're learning, it's a prequel, essentially, Better Call Saul is. Mm-hmm. But you know the character as one thing, right? Off of who he is in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And then to see him where he is, where he starts at, those are two totally different beings. And I do think you need to see it for that, but
people always love to
you
say,
gotta
like,
devote time to all this stuff.
Yeah, I try to find time, but I'm usually doing something else, so I'll have it on my laptop.
The problem with all these shows, as opposed to a sitcom, you can put a sitcom on and pick up your phone and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
You cannot pick up your phone on these shows,
no.
man. Or you got
no Severance, are you kidding me?
Severance, I did some episodes I did two or three times. There was one I just could not. Because it was so grinding, but you had to get through that. And I had no clue what happened in the episode. And then they do the recap at the beginning of the next one. And I went, oh, why didn't I just watch the recap thing? Because it gave me everything I needed in 30 seconds.
Well, people love to say that shows start slow. They're like, oh, it's going to start slow. Better Call Saul was a snail. It was like, oh, I'm taking my dry cleaning out. I'm like, I don't need to sit there and watch Bob Odenkirk for an hour talk about his dry cleaning and Chinese food and all the other stuff. I don't care. And so I got out of it. But I was so surprised because when I first, people told me, because again, I've seen one episode of, or one season of Breaking Bad, the first season.
Yeah.
And I was late to Breaking Bad anyway. And people were telling me it was going to start slow. And I go, he's in his underwear running from the cops with what we think is a dead guy in the first episode. I'm trying to go back to my memory here.
It absolutely is the least slow show I've ever seen.
Yeah, I go, this is the fastest starting show I've ever seen.
The problem with that. And the way it ends in season one is they hit a writer's strike. So they basically had to.
Okay.
They just wrapped that thing up. They were not ready to end that season.
Oh, God.
So they basically wrapped it up. So they had to come back and kind of redo it all.
Yeah.
It's the same. Did you watch Barry? Have you watched Barry at
all? See, I got most of the way through Barry, and then I don't know why. Like, I just never came back
so
to
before
it.
The last season of Barry, they had written the whole season. They hit COVID, I think.
Yeah.
And he basically told himself, he goes, oh, that season was rushed. He goes, I've got time now. They rewrote the whole final season.
Really?
And it is a crazy final season because it is
doesn't seem to look like the rest of the show.
It's a laugh a minute for the first three seasons. And then that last season is some pretty serious stuff, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Totally different genre, like honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know another series that I never picked up and I thought I always would and I never will now? Game of Thrones. And the reason is everyone hated the final episode. Yeah. And I go, I'm not devoting my emotions and time to this show that everybody hates the ending.
But that's
of
probably the same thing with Lost. I mean, the last season of Lost is almost universally considered a total train wreck and feeble attempt to tie up a bunch of stuff that maybe was never meant to be
I never watched it, but I almost want to now because I watched Severance and you kept comparing Severance to Lost. So I'm like, oh, maybe I wasn't mature enough when it came out.
I loved Lost.
And now I am.
Until the final season. Well, what were they doing in the final season? Trying to explain everything. And
all
it's
the storylines that they had opened up.
Oh, you guys never had an explanation. So you had to try to contrive
that's what's
it.
Crazy. Ooh. When you listen, I listen to tons of podcasts of guys like where they talk to the guy that created The Office, right? And he essentially knew where the characters were going. Yeah, Greg Daniels. Like, he knew where the characters were going. He didn't know the middle part yet, but he knew the beginning and the end before they ever started. And it was how long are they going to take to get there? And that was where, like, the last season, they wanted people wanted him to do another season or two. And he was like, the story's over, guys. Like, it's the same, The Good Place, which is a Mike Schur thing. It's only like four seasons, 10 episodes, four seasons.
What's
maybe.
That? Is that something I should get
it's,
into?
It's Ted Danson and Kristen Bell, and I loved it. It's a sitcom. I loved it. But he knew the story before he ever wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
He knew exactly where they were starting and where they were ending. It was how much were they going to put in the middle. And as they went on, they were like, oh, we're close to the end now, so there's no point of... Because it's not, you're not in a society where you need to syndicate anymore. You can just stream it all, right? Everybody owns their own syndication now.
Yeah.
There's my cough.
It's okay.
I got started.
I'm going to the doctor for mine tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
I got started on Righteous Gemstones again.
Okay.
I'm on episode 7 of season 1. And I'm real. It's not a show I think my wife will want anything to do with.
My wife loves it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to waste her time with it. Like, I'm not
even going
to bother. Your
wife is big into the, because they are parodying the big TV religious
and,
stuff, right?
Well,
and
Liz is very religious.
Right.
But she also believes that have I shared this on the air before?
Maybe on the podcast.
Liz believes I would be a kick-ass televangelist.
Yeah. Especially knowing you personally now. Yeah.
She said, I go, well, I'd have to really drop a lot of scruples. And she goes, oh, absolutely. But... if you went to seminary, you would be a really good televangelist. And I said, okay. And I think that's, she watches it, and every now and then I catch her looking at me funny. Like, it's weird. Because I think she kind of would like me to be like more like Eli Gemstone and not the children, obviously.
Yes.
But then I go, well, our children would just end up like the kids.
She didn't want you to be like Calvin.
Yeah. Hold on. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying she thinks I could be like Eli Gemstone, and my answer is, yeah, but all our kids would end up like theirs, and they all have their peccadillos, obviously.
Yeah.
And but let me finish on this. I'm worried about pushing Lima to, because I saw Vice Principals, love Vice Principals. By the way, perfect. It's just a long movie.
And that was
just a long movie.
That's another one where...
Two seasons?
Two seasons. He knew his story he wanted to tell, got in, got out.
Yep.
And he does that with Eastbound and Down. And this is the last season where I just gymstones.
Yes.
Like, he knows what he wants
to
do.
He is so good. He gets out before the character, like, before you can go, they're doing this, not like, he gets out and he gets out on time.
And what's great is it gives him a chance to go do the next thing.
Yes. And do other things. Yes.
It's going to be good. Whatever's next, it's going
to
be good.
They get to become other characters. He's never like the same. Because, like, I watch Righteous Gemstones and I'm thinking Kenny Powers is going to show up.
But, like,
he's not there.
Stevie has popped up on this season.
Yes.
And it's the same guy.
Oh,
he looks
you're
like
talking Stevie shows up. Okay.
Yeah. But it's not, you know, it's obviously not Stevie. And
Stevie
had a very specific way of talking on Eastbound and Down, and it is not that
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta, because I want to wait till the whole season is done and then binge it.
That's my Monday afternoon watch. Right
I
now.
Want Lima to go, but I don't know if Lima likes crass comedy, and it's pretty crass.
You get to see a lot of Uncle Baby Billy, and I mean a lot of him.
There's a bunch
season.
Of that in Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as crass as Eastbound and Down. There's a lot of nudity in Eastbound and Down. A lot of frontal nudity. And a lot of...
I'd love to power rank our frontal nudity right
strong
now.
Commentary. Well, that first season of Righteous White Lotus, where he's checking to see if he has cancer, that was a bit of a surprise there.
I haven't seen it.
That was... Oh, yeah, you didn't see that. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa! Listen, I went, oh, God, because the kids were in the basement.
That might not be a thing that...
You're gonna see a Frank and Beans. You're gonna see a Hammer and Nails.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, nothing's
that's something
wrong with
to
that.
Look at.
But it's a little bit jarring to just go right to it.
Do I have to get the lawn chair out and sit in the corner when I watch it, or
no? For a moment, you think he is, but that's a different conversation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.